Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You got to listen to Steve Hill. You know, was just recently talking, and he was speaking to a pastor, a minister, and you think about it today. You know, what's being told to so many people and taught just by actions or inactions is like, you know, it's not if you're ruffling feathers, if you're telling people things that cause them to be challenged and they might get angry with you, then you're doing something wrong, because you should be able to. You should be able to have peace, and everything should get along. Matter of fact, listen to Steve here. Listen up.
I asked the pastor the other day. I said, "How's it going?" He said, "Fine." I said, "What?" He said, "Fine." I said, "You mean everything's going great?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "What are you preaching?" I'm saying that to you, sir, ma'am. What's coming out of your mouth? Jesus said if they hated him, they would hate you. And don't talk to me about crowds. I've seen crowds. I've been in crowds. I preached in stadiums and arenas. It means nothing. Jesus had the crowds, and he said, "Hey, drink my blood, eat my flesh." And they said, "This is too difficult for us." They basically did this: stay out of our lives. We enjoy where we're at and what we're doing.
It makes me think about Tozer.
Yeah.
When Tozer said a voice instead of an echo. A voice instead of an echo. He says, "But Peter and John answered and said to them," in Acts chapter 4, verse 19 through 20, "whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things we have seen and heard." He goes on to say, "To escape the snare of artificiality is necessary that a man enjoy a satisfying personal experience with God. He must be totally committed to Christ and deeply anointed with the Holy Spirit. Further, he must be delivered from the fear of man. The focus of his attention must be God and not men. He must let everyone dear to him ride out on each sermon. He must so preach as to jeopardize his future, his ministry, even his life itself. He must make God responsible for the consequences and speak as one who will not have long to speak before he is called to judgment. Then the people will know they are hearing a voice instead of a mere echo." God tells a man who cares, "Lord," you think about this is a prayer that you could have, a man that cares, "Lord, I'm going to sit quietly before you this morning and make sure these challenges are indeed the expressions of my heart today. Amen."
Powerful. Because what's needed right now is a voice. I mean, I think of John the Baptist, who was a voice in the wilderness.
Yes.
John the Baptist wasn't an echo. He was a man on fire preparing the way of the Lord.
He knew God.
And he was ready to do what God told him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And God's raising up. He's raising up men and women who are going to be that voice. Listen, you know, the time for echoing, come on now.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, please.
No copy, paste, you know, revelation here. Listen, it's our inheritance.
Yeah.
To be with God, to abide in him, to have communion and fellowship. We were designed to hear his voice and to speak from from knowing him, not about him. Why would we settle for religion when God is clearly speaking? And he wants to use you.
Yeah.
And I like what he says, you know, in this, and this is a meditation from Tozer, he must let everything dear to him ride out on each sermon. In other words, you let everything go.
Let it go.
You lose everything. And then he says, he must so preach as to jeopardize his future, his ministry, even his life itself. And so many people are so cautiously trying to make, you're trying to figure out, it's like, are you trying to hear from God or are you just trying to keep your stuff? Because you're telling me you're trying to hear from God, but the reality is you're trying to follow God and keep your things and stuff and job and things you want. And it's like, at least be honest with it, because you're misleading a lot of people when you're saying you're trying to see how you can follow God and you're, what the fullness of that is. That's right. That you're saying that I'm trying to see how I can keep everything I want and follow God at the same time. But Jesus said, you know, unless you give up everything, you can't even be my disciple. And right. And what he's saying is, like Tozer says, you got to let everything dear to you ride out on every time you talk about God. In other words, it's in your hands, but you're not in its hands.
Listen, it's the last, maybe the last opportunity you get to speak to anyone. Don't know.
Yeah.
I believe it was D.L. Moody. I think it was D.L. Moody who preached this amazing word of God, word of the Lord. And he told the congregation at the end of this gathering, of this sermon, I want you to think about this and pray about this message and what God's speaking to you. And we're going to come back tomorrow night and we're going to repent. I want you to really think about this. Well, that night there was a huge fire.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
Many of those people died.
Oh, wow.
And they never got the chance to come back and to repent.
Oh, my God.
And even he himself, then he had to jump out the window.
That was Levin Ravenhill.
Okay, Levin Ravenhill.
You know, but. My goodness.
You don't know. You don't know.
And that's why we have to seize the opportunity that we have in the lifetime of that opportunity is to authentically and lovingly share with people, listen, I got to tell you the truth because I care about you and I care about God. But what happens is you can't care about yourself, because if you're caring about your reputation or the fear of man or what they're going to think about you and hurting people's feelings, then you're not going to tell them the truth.
Yes.
You got to care about God and them.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the aspect of that too is that so many people live with an assumption. They assume everything. They assume love. They assume salvation. And they assume they have tomorrow. Mm. And it's so frustrating to be around a whole bunch of assumers. I mean, you could abbreviate that, you know, AASS period, but just assuming. Mm-hmm. Everything is. Are you that confident? A God who you say you know, but you don't know, whose Bible you don't even read, who you don't even pray to, you're going to sit here and lead people and assume that you're right with God, assume that your marriage will survive, assume that you'll have family, assume that you'll have a job tomorrow, assume that when you go to the to the judgment seat of Christ that you're going to enter in, you're going to live your life on an assumption.
Mm.
I mean, it's time to realize. That this is Tozer. You have to understand, this is a man of God who gave it all for God.
Yeah.
And we're talking about him today. And he said, preach like at the end of this, you're going to be standing for judgment. In other words, everybody's going to be held accountable for what they did and didn't do. And the biggest thing in America right now is didn't do. If you die now without, it's not good for most Americans because didn't do anything.
That's right.
You didn't do anything. But now you can eliminate tomorrow's regrets today by beginning to say, you know what? From the rest of my life and whatever life that is that I got left, Lord, I'm giving it to you. I don't care if I'm 70 or 7. I'm giving my life to you. I'm going to be, let everything ride. Every time I open my mouth, everything's going to ride. And I'm going to do just like Tozer talked about in this particular meditation. I'm going to preach and talk about God in such a way that's going to jeopardize my future, my ministry, and even my life itself.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.